At the August 12th Pocahontas County Broadband Council meeting, Jim Martin, president and CEO of CityNet, a broadband provider in the county, updated the council on CityNet's plans for the future expansion of broadband service here. Martin told the council that CityNet has developed software to handle the increase in their subscribers in the county. As part of their informational outreach regarding this, they are establishing a website portal which will contain not only information about the areas they now serve, but will show the areas they won in the FCC's Rural Digital Opportunity Fund, or RDOF, bidding for future expansion in the county. Martin said that Frontier has tied up Pocahontas County by winning RDOF bids that encompass a large portion of the county while not being prepared to provide high-speed internet broadband in those areas for about 5 years. He said CityNet will be building their assigned areas quickly. Martin questions whether Frontier has the skill to develop all of their RDOF areas or just bid on those to keep out their competition. Martin added that he hopes he is wrong about this and Frontier comes out of their bankruptcy and builds their areas. Martin said that RDOF requires 2-, 3-, and 4-year milestones for installations of service that Frontier needs to meet, and if they don't, they could still lose their assigned RDOF areas. The new CityNet web portal will include maps of the county showing areas of the county which are already served by broadband, the companies providing the service in those areas, and the speeds of that service. The maps on the portal will also provide a place where the Broadband Council can add its data collected by the broadband survey. Ultimately, the site will allow consumers to locate their addresses on a county map, and by clicking on it, it will be shown if broadband is available there, and if so, which company provides it. If someone lives in an area currently served by CityNet, such as Snowshoe, they can sign up for service right on the portal. They also hope to include a way to sign up even for their competitor services on the site for people who live in the competitor's assigned RDOF area. Martin said the portal's county map will include every 911 address in the county. The maps will also show which companies are assigned which RDOF areas in the county. One interesting thing the maps show is that because CityNet will also be providing broadband services in Lewisburg, they will be running high-speed fiber from Elkins straight down US 219 all the way through Pocahontas County. They are allowed to connect their service to customers who live within 1,000 feet on either side of US 219 down the entire length of the county, no matter which company is assigned the RDOF area of those customers. That would include most of Hillsboro, Buckeye, Marlinton, and Edgray. They hope to have their fiber reach from Elkins to Marlinton by early next summer, and then to keep moving south towards Lewisburg. He cautioned that while you can go onto the web portal at pocahontas.westvirginia.com, it is still a beta version under development, so there may be glitches in the addresses and other information, but they are working on perfecting it by at least October. Additionally, at the meeting, Sarah Riley informed the council that the NTIA broadband grant application would be submitted by August 13th, and the Appalachian Regional Commission grant has been already submitted. They hope to receive approval of that grant by the next council meeting in September. These grants are separate from RDOF funding, but depending on the restrictions in each grant, the grant funds may or may not be allowed to be used to build broadband in areas already assigned to specific companies by RDOF. But there are areas in the county that are not assigned by RDOF to any company. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.